Today is July 26th. I am Lissa Kramer, and I am here with
Teresa Moses
and
Ruth Yvonne.
Thank you both for being here today. We are in Bethel, Alaska. Thank you so much for agreeing to be interviewed. As you know, we will be talking about different plants around Bethel that didn't used to be here. You are welcome to share and introduce anything in your own language if you like. These recordings will be freely available to the public and might encourage others to learn about plants and culture. It is intended that the knowledge that you share is preserved, and it will be made accessible at the University of Alaska Fairbanks Library through their ethnobotany project. In the future, it will be available online through a program called Project Jukebox. First, we're going to start with introductions. So if you can tell us a little bit about who you are, including your name, and if you want to share who your parents and your grandparents are, or anything that you think would be good to help people understand who you are.
My name is Teresa Moses, and I'm from Nunapichuk, Alaska. My parents is Moses and Mary Moses Mojin.
That's good enough. Thank you. So we're going to talk a little bit just about introduced plants, and I understand that you have kind of a special story about beechgrass.
Mm-hmm.
Beechgrass is a plant that Ruth tells me didn't used to be in the Bethel area mm-hmm. and is here now.
The plant that I'm going to, I've seen at fish camp, at our fish camp was a plant that I've seen in when I was in Shifornik with my cousin, mm-hmm. John Avogiak at Shifornik. I've seen those kind of grass. I don't know what they call them, but
Dapchnat.
Long time ago, my cousin was fishing here in, come from Shifornik and to fish here, and he left his net at my fish camp, and few years later, there was coastal plants that grew where that net used to be, where his net used to be. And they grow every year at my fish camp now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's just that one spot right in front of my house. Yeah. Those are.
Do you use them for anything, or do you know anybody who does?
I think they're, they use them for
grass baskets.
Yeah, grass baskets.
Is that kind of grass?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what those dapchnaks are.
For the recording,
open that one.
They're pointing at a woven grass basket on the shelf.
Mm-hmm.
If it's okay, I'll take a picture of it.
And also that one.
The mat?
Yes.
There's a flat coiled mat.
Those are beechgrass too.
Oh, those are wonderfully woven.
Yes.
So that grass was not in Bethel before, now has gotten here from fish camp.
Yes.
You want it now or what?
Oh, we can do it whenever you like. Thank you. And Ruth, this is the kind of basket that you said you started making.
Where's my phone? I like that one.
Oh, you have several pieces.
These ones were our wedding presents.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing that. So have you noticed that other people are starting to do any weaving with that around here?
They've been doing it for many years. My mom used to do that. Yeah, because they were at Tifornik teaching, my dad. So my mom acquired beach grass from down coast and she started making some too.
Well, that is a really different way for a plant to move.
I thought that was so interesting.
Ruth also was telling me about the trees. She said they didn't used to be here and they're different now.
It was all tundra, Bethel.
Yeah. Now we have trees out there.
Yeah.
They grew.
Did you recognize any of the plants in the pictures?
Let me see. This one right here.
The pineapple weed? Ruth calls that one chamomile? Weed.
Yeah.
Is that one that you use at all for anything?
I don't know what the, I really don't.
Yeah, but you see that around?
I see it around, and they used to tell us that when these are ready like this picture,
yeah,
the berries are good to pick.
Mm-hmm.
The salmon berries are good to pick when.
Oh, cool.
When they're bloomed.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
When the chamomile flowers are out, the salmon berries are ripe.
Mm-hmm. I used to eat those.
Yeah.
When I was a little girl.
Yeah, we used to
eat. Just the heads, or did you eat any of the other?
I did eat all of it sometimes.
Yeah, the plant?
Yeah.
I tried some.
How did it taste?
It has a good taste. Has a vegetable taste.
Is it all sweet or a little sour?
No, it's medium. It's not sour. No. And it's not sweet.
Just like
medium.
A vegetable.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I need to go eat some. We used to, my grandpa told us to just pinch them, so we'd just smell them. And they smelled like pineapples to us.
Mm.
But we didn't know you could eat them, so we didn't eat them.
Curly ducks. Yeah, aren't they scotch?
You seen the curly
sour duck?
Are they sour
ducks?
They look a lot like them.
This one says curly duck.
The leaves are just, sour duck leaves are kind of more flat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. These are more rippled.
Oh, I don't know those.
Maybe different kinds, yeah. Because
yeah.
Usually ours is, they'll have leaves, green leaves.
Mm-hmm.
Green leaves, when the ones that are, we call kochchik.
Yeah.
I don't see, I don't see them here.
The sour dock? I think I saw one on the tundra yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
We had one of the Hawaii girls taste it.
Oh, yeah. They're sour.
Do you ever see any like these kind?
Some.
Yeah,
that's
from
the
fish camp. Just talking about fish camp.
Ruth is showing me a picture of sour duck. How about the buttercup?
I've seen these ones. Yeah, I think they put these into soups.
Oh, yeah.
I think these are the ones. Before the flowers bloom. But once they're bloomed, then you can't use them.
Okay.
I think that's what. If those are the flowers they're talking, creeping buttercup.
These ones, the leaves are like this. They're the little leaves?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they just grow real low on the ground and they spread? Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think that's that. Before they bloom, flower bloom, full bloom, they put them in their soups. My mom used to use those.
Yeah, Ruth said these have been here a long time.
Yeah. But once they bloom, they're not good.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about this one? Do you ever see this one?
I don't know.
Sometimes we call this one pigweed growing up. But people also call it lamb's quarters.
Mm.
They eat it like spinach.
Oh, I don't know that. Hmm. I don't recognize them.
Or the chickweed?
No. I just recognize this one. And I've seen this kind, but I'm not sure what they are. Common dandelion?
Oh, those are dandelions.
Oh, these are dandelions. They eat these too.
Yeah.
They,
oh, yeah?
Dandelions.
Who eats those?
Oh, dandelion?
Yeah. Common dandelion.
Is that the one that I talked about in fish camp? You know, Aina threw the dandelions from camp. She went to Anchorage for camp when she was a little girl.
Mm-hmm.
And on, she took them home to fish camp. They wilted. So by tick hewn, she threw them on the ground and they start growing. Mm-hmm. Now they grow by my fish camp.
Yeah.
Past your fish camp, my fish camp. We're in the same fish camp.
Oh. But you know the people eat them.
Yeah, they do.
How do they eat them? Do you know? Do they eat the flowers?
I hear they do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I want to know more about that dandelion. Yeah.
Others I don't recognize, just the ones that I...
Well, these, they're not a lot of any of them. These are ones that people reported to a state database,
but they
don't report all the plants, and sometimes there's only a couple of them, so people wouldn't... And some of these are right around Bethel, and some are from, like, villages upriver a little bit. So they might not be right here yet. But it's nice to know if people see them. Want to see if are they spreading? Do people use them? Do they think they're weeds? Do they pull them out of their gardens? That's another thing. Like, in addition to like any of these kind of plants that just wind up growing wild, are there other plants that you know about, or maybe you get that are either you get as seeds, or maybe you get as transplants?
Oh, that in fish camp, you know, minis, a fish camp, there's a they transplanted that and it grows every year.
Rhubarb. Yeah.
English rhubarb. Her daughter in law's from New York, and she planted a rhubarb. It grows every year now.
Do you use it?
They make jam. Martha gets go get some. My sister Aina went some, get some. They don't do the leaves, but only the stems. Yeah, they've been making jam.
Have you tasted it?
Yes, I have.
Have you tasted it, the rhubarb?
I probably have. I've tasted it. Yeah,
Do you like it?
It's good.
I like
it. It's really good.
It's good with strawberries.
Yeah.
That's how they made it.
Are strawberries from here?
No.
Store.
Does anybody grow them?
Some people do, but I want to do that by my fish camp.
Strawberries.
I want that. Agrippina told me that if you get strawberries, they could grow every year.
Oh, wow. Does Agrippina have strawberries?
I don't know. She lives in Anchorage.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Are there other plans that you guys think about that
I just thought maybe you didn't grow up with?
The rhubarb is a really good example.
Yeah, that's something that's been happening. In our fish camp, at least one rhubarb.
For me, just recently I found out about those, the curly ones.
Oh, ferns.
Ferns.
Fiddleheads.
Yeah.
But they become ferns. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fiddleheads. I use them.
I didn't know nothing about fiddlehead. Seems like maybe 5 years ago. I was surprised that they had. I didn't know nothing about it. The fiddleheads.
Do they grow at fish camp or are they around
mm-hmm.
here?
Yes, it's at fish camp. Mm-hmm. And they grow really early in the spring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you cannot pick them when they're sprouted.
Yeah.
They have to be curly.
Do you do anything with them?
Yes.
What do you do?
Boil them, clean them first, boil them. I make a gudeg.
Mm-hmm. You put them in a gudeg?
Yeah, I make mm-hmm. a gudeg and put raisins in it. Sometimes mm-hmm. pineapples with it.
Ruth made me my first agudak.
They taste like kochchak.
Yeah, they do.
What is that?
Sour duck.
The fiddleheads taste like the sour duck?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, almost.
You make it like what you know, we use kochchak.
Yeah, so sour duck. Just the same, we use it.
And we use the same. They use the same thing. I don't know how to do them.
Uh-huh.
Because I just learned about them, and I thought it was a bit too much work to for me, because I'm getting at my age that where I don't want to. I mean, I have other things to do.
I don't clean them very well. Even it's brown, mm-hmm. I cook them and they're still good.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't clean them very well. I just take the necessary mm-hmm. stuff off and I boil it and they're still good.
Yeah.
So next time you can do that. It's easier.
When I was growing up, I didn't like kochchak.
Sourdough. Is that right? Oh
yeah, so I never bothered with them, but I love to eat them now. They're yummy. They're very yummy.
Oh
yeah, you can have them with seal oil and
sugar.
You can add.
How do you eat them with seal oil?
You cook them first,
mm-hmm.
and then you whip it up, and add sugar and then seal oil.
Mm-hmm. Is it just the sourdough that you're
just
whipping?
The sourdough.
Just the sourdough.
So when there's one way of like doing really it. Mushy or something,
mm-hmm.
so you can whip it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then you add sugar and salt.
You crush the sourdough.
Yeah, like make it soft.
Once after you cook it,
mm-hmm.
boil it, cook it.
But we have to squeeze it first before we make it.
Yeah.
Squeeze them first and then whip it up. Yeah. Yes, squishing is.
Make
it more softer.
Yeah.
I've never had seal oil and I've only had sourdough and the agudak that you
made.
So lots of new flavors.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Aguyuklonk sourdough with strawberries and raisins. And we add a little bit of grapes.
She knows a lot more than I do. She knows how to make stuff than I do. I don't know how to do the fiddlehead.
But you're learning.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm learning.
Well, I like how you are combining like the sourdough, the traditional plant, with the strawberries and the grapes and the raisins that are coming from the store.
Yeah.
And you're just putting them together into recipes.
And it gets more, you know, so a lot more people can eat. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, before we wrap up the recording, are there any thoughts that either of you have about how you either use or know about plants that just maybe weren't around when you were younger growing up?
No, I'm waiting.
There's a lot of plants that are native here that we use a lot. Yes. Mm-hmm. Like the stinkweed we always use for medicine. It's kanganakot.
Yeah.
In Nunup we call it kanganakot. In this area they call it jaikluk. Two words. Yes.
And they have like fireweeds. They make jam out of.
Jishkak, yeah.
Yeah. What do they call it?
Jishkat.
Oh, first time I hear that. Fireweed.
What does that mean?
That's fireweed.
Does it mean anything different?
No.
Oh, I just was curious because she said it was the first time she heard it.
It's the first time she heard that you pick name for.
Yeah.
Oh.
Jishkat, yeah.
Yeah. First time I...
What is the other name then? What language is that? I thought you said another name.
Oh.
I might have misunderstood.
The Kanganakot, Jishkat, fireweed. No, not Kanganakot, it's stinkweed. Kanganakok and Jishkat is the same word. But in Nunapichak, we call it Kanganakok. In this area, in Up River, they call it No. I made a mistake. What's it called? Jaikluk. They call it Jaikluk. This area, and Up River Jaikluk, in Nunup, we call it Kanganakok. Same plant.
And same language.
Same language.
Different words in different languages.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Same plant, same different language. But I understood when they say Jaikluk. I didn't, but then I learned it. You always call it Kanganakok. I do, from Nunup. Kanganakot. It's a good stinkweed. Kanganakot,
yeah.
Many uses for it, especially steam bath. And we boil the water, put them. But it has to be dried, like brown, when they're the strongest.
You told me too. Ruth said that she uses the chamomile or the pineapple weed for the steam bath.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Are you familiar with that? That one that you recognized. This one.
Atsakot.
Oh. I'm not familiar with those.
That's fine.
All I know is that I've heard it long time ago that when they're in bloom like this, with buds blooming, and that means the berries are ready to pick. I always look at them and think of it. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, the berries are going to be. Mm-hmm. But this year there's hardly any of this kind. I mean,
I saw some.
Yeah, I did see some.
And fish camp.
But not as much as normal?
Maybe around here it's. Maybe around my place. I didn't see very much this year. I haven't been around too much at fish camp either. Just been too busy with.
They've been going to Anchorage a lot. Yeah.
Well, If you have any other thoughts that you want on the recording,
the jamk, I think
we're done.
Well, thank you very much. I very much appreciate your time.